And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 9th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of an early writer of the American Southwest, Mary Hunter Austin, born Carlinville, Illinois, 1868. Went to college in Illinois. She was in love with geology, collected fossils. Then she moved out to California and spent most of her life there in the desert on the eastern edge of the Sierras. Studied the geology, the plants and animals, the weather, the native people. And she wrote a book in 1903 called The Land of Little Rain. It was probably her best-known book, but she wrote many others, novels and plays and essays. And it's the birthday of James Hilton, the novelist, born in Lancashire, England, in 1900. Published 10 novels in the first decade of his career, didn't get any attention. Then he wrote Goodbye, Mr. Chips, about an old beloved schoolmaster. And when the book came out in the United States, it became a huge bestseller, followed by another one, Lost Horizon, about an imaginary Tibetan village called Shangri-La. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemirov, September, the first day of school. My child and I hold hands on the way to school, and when I leave him at the first grade door, he cries a little, but is brave. He does let go. My selfish tears remind me how I cried before that door a life ago. I may have had a hard time letting go. Each fall, the children must endure together what every child also endures alone, learning the alphabet, the integers, 3 dozen bits and pieces of a stuff so arbitrary, so peremptory, that worlds invisible and visible bow down before it, as in Joseph's dream, the sheaves bow down and then the stars bow down before the dreamings of a little boy. That dream got him such hatred of his brothers as cost the greater part of a life to mend, and yet great kindness came of it in the end. 2. A school is where they grind the grain of thought and grind the children who must mind the thought. It may be those 2 grindings are but one, as from the alphabet come Shakespeare's plays, as from the integers come Euler's law, as from the whole, inseparably, the lives, the shrunken lives that have not been set free by law or by poetic fantasy. But may they be. My child has disappeared behind the schoolroom door, and should I live to see his coming forth a life away, I know my hope, but do not know its form, nor hope to know it. May the fathers he finds among his teachers have a care of him more than his father could. How that will look, I do not know. I do not need to know. Even our tears belong to ritual, but may great kindness come of it in the end. September, the first day of school, a poem by Howard Nemirov from the collected poems of Howard Nemirov, published by University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues, subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.